If I were to ask you this morning, where is your home? I wonder what would come to mind. Some might be thinking about the village, where they were born and where they grew up. Some might be thinking of a house, where they used to live, or maybe where you live now. The word home usually means a special place, somewhere with meaning, memories for us. For my wife and I, when I became a vicar a few years ago, leaving the house that had been home to our family for over 25 years to go and live in a vicarage was not easy for us. It was full of memories. It was a special place. Home is important, as is the area and the people which make somewhere special. Each year as we meet for a remembrance service here, there's a different focus to our thoughts, and this year it's evacuees. 80 years ago this year, millions of people in our country had to leave their homes, their houses and their towns as part of what was called Operation Pied Piper. It ended up with more than 3.5 million people being displaced, around a third of the entire population experiencing some effects of evacuation. It was an amazing achievement for those organising it. In just 3 days of the official evacuation beginning, more than 1.5 million people had been moved. There were over 800,000 children of school age now living somewhere completely different. 500,000 mothers, young children under 5. 13,000 pregnant women, 70,000 disabled people, and over 100,000 teachers and other helpers. Children were often parted from their parents. Arriving in rural areas was a shock for many of those evacuated, particularly the children. Many of the inner city children had never seen cows or pigs and had never been anywhere so green and so open. Upon arrival, evacuated children would be lined up in village halls, against walls sometimes, as potential foster families selected those evacuees that they could house, pointing children out and telling them which ones they wanted and which ones they didn't. Some evacuees thrived in their temporarily adopted homes, having been placed with kind families in idyllic surroundings, far from the smoke-blackened terraces which they were familiar. Others didn't fare as well. We heard earlier the reading of the evacuees' letters home, and homesickness is a common theme that often comes up, as well as confusion, bewilderment, and sometimes anger at being placed on a train or a bus and shipped off to a mystery location far away from their families. We're going to hear now about the experience of one such individual in just a short video. One person's memories of being an evacuee. The Bible readings that we had read to us earlier might have seemed a strange choice, but did you spot the common theme? Displacement. In our Old Testament reading, we heard about Daniel and his friends. They were taken as captured people, put to work for their conquerors. They had to learn a new language, adapt to a new way of living. The New Testament reading reminded us that Jesus himself was a refugee as a baby, with the family escaping to Egypt to avoid Herod's plan of killing babies in Bethlehem. As we remember the evacuees taken from their homes and placed somewhere strange, and all that big evacuation 80 years ago, we remind ourselves that this is not just history. According to statistics at the moment, it's estimated that in our world today, as we meet this morning, there are over 60 million people who have been displaced by war, persecution or violence. 60 million people who are longing to go home. And I want to use that word home to draw out four things for us to reflect upon this morning. Firstly, hope. Whatever we are going through, God is with us. For Daniel, taken captive, taken to a strange land, he found himself in a difficult situation, ultimately, as you know in the story, facing lions. But God was with him, and he knew this, which gave him hope despite his circumstances. As a nation, we're facing difficult times. We remember today those who have been affected in the past by conflict and war. But despite these things, we can be people of hope. God is with us, just as he was with Daniel, as he was with Mary and Joseph as they fled from Herod. And this is personal too, for each one of us, whatever our struggles, whatever we're facing in our lives at the moment, problems about health, finance, relationships, bereavement, our career, mental health, God is with us. We remind ourselves today of his presence with us, and that gives us hope, hope for the future, hope to persevere and keep going. Hope. Next point, we're called to be open to God, open to him using us, despite the circumstances around which might appear very bleak. Are we open to receiving his love for us and his protection? Daniel, in our story read earlier, was used by God. He was given wisdom and understanding. He ended up being placed in the court of the king to be a witness there for God's love to a people who didn't know the living God. This morning, are we open to God? Do we turn to him when we face the future? Trust ourselves to him and ask for his leading in our lives. Thirdly, we're called to make a difference, to live as people of God, sharing his love and his peace with the world around. Daniel and his friends were protected by God. Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus were protected by God the Father. That protection is important, and we're called to play our part to make a difference in our community here in Aberystwyth. We have displaced people here among us. There are people who have fled from war and conflict. People who have come here seeking an escape from an inner city. People come here to start a new life. How good are we at welcoming people? What are we doing to create a welcoming community here in Aberystwyth for everyone? Are we making a difference in the community where we live? As we reflect upon the evacuees who came to Ceredigion during the Second World War and their experiences, what are we doing now to make others welcome in our town? Those who come to us, those who come as students, those who come as refugees, those who move here in professional occupations, those who come here as children. What are we doing to make a difference? And our last point, eternity. We remind ourselves today as we think about home that this world is only our temporary home. God offers eternity in his presence for those that turn to him. We are all really displaced people. On this Remembrance Day, it reminds us of the gospel of Christ. We had read earlier those lovely words to remind us, "For your tomorrow we gave our today," reminding us of the ultimate sacrifice given by so many of our people as they fought for the freedom that we enjoy today. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's the sacrifice that we remember here today. But we remember too, Jesus himself. He was someone who did just that. He paid the ultimate sacrifice for us too. He died on the cross that we might enjoy freedom. One of the most famous verses in the Bible sums it up like this: "God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I began by asking you about home. I finish by reminding you that this is not your home, not your permanent one anyway. Jesus died that we might live and spend eternity in God's presence. And today I challenge all of us to live in the light of that truth. Amen.